This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Cloudy, cool, and wet weather is expected to continue tonight. CPR's Joe Wirtz reports parts of the high country could see more snow this weekend.
The National Weather Service has issued a winter weather advisory for the upper Rio Grande Valley and the eastern San Juan Mountains, as well as Pikes Peak, the eastern Sawatch Mountains, the Wet Mountains, and the northern Sangre de Cristo Mountains. Those areas could get up to 8 inches of snow. There's also a winter storm warning for the southwestern corner of the state, which could see up to 2 feet of snow through Sunday. Joe Wirtz, CPR News.
Colorado's unemployment rate was stable at 4% last month, unchanged from the month before. That's according to the state labor department. The unemployment rate at both the state and national level has been inching up for a while, though slowly. While the pace of job creation has slowed, new jobs are still being added. History Colorado is inviting you to contribute to some Dia de los Muertos altars. The holiday celebrates those who have passed away. This year, a few museums across the state are hosting community altars where anyone can place a photo of their loved one. Diane Archuleta with El Pueblo Museum says it's been healing for participants.
We offer space for you to come in and write letters to your deceased loved ones. Grieving, you all know, is a very personal process. However, this is very communal.
Museums in Denver, Pueblo, Trinidad, and Fort Garland have installed altars, and you can find more details about that at cpr.org. This is CPR News.